Now, I want to take you back to Easter Bank Holiday Monday. That was the 21st of April. What a day. Anyway, it was World Curlew Day. Let's say hello now to Terence Flanagan from his home in Dublin 15. Terry, you want to take us back a few weeks?
Yes, it was International Curlew Day, but people will remember it as the day that Pope Francis died.
Yes, indeed.
And we had planned a two-hour special on the nesting strategies of Irish birds, and I was focused on the curlew. Now, I met Owen Murphy. He's the Breeding Waders EIP Senior Project Manager. We met on the shores of Loch Ree, and the reason why we met there was because of a small island on the loch called Clonish Island. It was recently bought by the state in an effort to protect the curlew and other ground nesting birds.
The Breeding Wader EIP is a project tasked with looking after our breeding waders, which are some of our most vulnerable breeding species in Ireland at the moment.
Now, there are a number of different waders here that are in trouble, but if we concentrate first of all on the curlew, how serious is the problem with the curlews?
Curlew have underwent really significant declines since the mid-1980s. 97-98% of the curlew population we have lost, so they're confined now to very, very small areas of the country and in very small numbers. We think at present we only have 100 to 120 breeding pairs left in Ireland, and that's from a total of 7 to 8,000 in the mid-80s. So really, really dramatic.
Yeah, now these are the breeding curlews. These are Irish curlews, because we do see lots and lots of curlews here in the wintertime, but they just come in from abroad. We're worried about our own native species.
We are indeed, yeah. And sometimes when I talk to people about curlew, especially if they live along the coast, they think I'm making stuff up. They say, what is that lad ranting on about? Because they see huge flocks of migratory curlew. But as you say, those curlew all go back to where they breed from, and our Irish curlew are all that are left. They're the ones that are in real trouble.
So what we're really trying here to do is to look after these birds. Can you explain how we're doing that?
Yeah, a number of different ways. These birds nest on the ground, so curlew are ground nesting birds, and as such, they're really, really vulnerable to any land use change. And if we think about Ireland since the 1980s, we've changed both how we use land and the timing at which we use land. So loads of things have happened. We've intensified our agriculture, we've drained a lot of our wetlands, we've afforested a lot of our marginal ground, and we've used a lot of our pristine bogs for power production, so commercial peat production. Also some influences of residential and commercial development, and also I suppose recreation has an issue as well. So really and truly these birds are getting bombarded from all sides. And what we have done, I suppose, through that land use change, we have turned the habitat away from what they need and more in favour of some of our generalist predator species. So it's about a disturbance, a lack of habitat, an increased predation, a number of factors.
Now, the reason why we're down here at Loch Ree is because as we look out there, a couple of hundred metres out, we see a small island, Clonish Island. The state has recently bought that island.
It has, yes. Over the last couple of years, the state has bought the archipelago called the Black Islands and Clonish Island. And it's really, really exciting, I suppose, for those of us that have worked in conservation, and especially if curlew conservation over the last number of years. One of the things that is really, really important is that you can put in long-term management plans for birds. Obviously, when that's on privately owned land, it's harder to do, you know, the more short-term measures. But when the state actually purchases land, we can put in a 20-30 year plan for how we manage habitat and how we protect birds going forward.
And these islands, how important are they to the curlew?
Really, really important. I mean, they're absolutely critical. If we think we have 100 to 120 pairs of curlew left in Ireland, we have 12 to 16 pairs around Loch Ree between the islands on Loch Ree and some of the bogs that are adjacent to Loch Ree. So that central population around Loch Ree and on Loch Ree is absolutely vital.
Now, with that in mind, you have nest protection officers who go out and patrol these islands and patrol the mainland here as well. And you've recently employed more of them.
We certainly have, and we're building on the back of great work done already by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. So if we take Loch Ree here, for example, for the last 15 years, the Midlands region of the National Parks and Wildlife Service have funded and ran a nest protection program for water birds on Loch Ree, and that is a really, really strong basis on which to work. The EIP then has built on top of that. We currently have 35 nest protection officers on contract that we have trained up. They're out on the ground trying to protect these birds for us in various parts of the country. Loch Ree, Midland Bogs, parts of Donegal and parts of Connemara, the West Coast, Loch Corrib. So we have quite a large footprint.
Now, you've recently employed two female officers.
Yeah, we certainly have, and we're really, I suppose, proud to do so. It was something that I had been involved in that sector myself for the last number of years. It's male dominated, and usually older males like myself. So the age profile, I wasn't aware of any female nest protection officer, and I knew of quite a number of girls that are really, really interested in conservation and protecting Ireland's native species. So we put a little campaign together to try and recruit Ireland's first female nest protection officer, and we were doubly lucky. We ended up getting two. They're out in the ground at the moment and protecting birds as we speak.
The two female protection officers are Dana Neal and Molly O'Grady, and I recently met up with Dana.
So I'm a nest protection officer, which entails giving the public a bit of information and knowledge about these birds that we're protecting, and that entails protecting the nests in a way of predation fences, keeping foot traffic to a minimum around the nesting sites, and having the locals with a knowledge of what we're doing to help them not interfere with these birds.
So what's a day like in the life of a nest protection officer? Go through it from start to end.
So I go over to my nesting sites. I'll do a bit of a walk around checking for any predators in the area, such as grey crows, mink, maybe some foxes. And we'll want to keep track and collect data on all of these elements, like the predators and where the birds may be. We'll keep track if the birds are feeding or if they are in a good area where they might nest and lay. So it would be a lot of walking around bogs and being out in the outdoors, keeping an eye on these birds and figuring out what we need to do now in the future.
And what are the greatest threats to the birds at this time of year?
The greatest threats would be things like grey crows and magpies, mink, foxes, and also members of the public being in and around the nesting sites. So dog walkers, having the dogs loose running around these nesting sites, they would be the main problems and risks for these birds at the moment.
In the case of predators like mink, for instance, what do you do with them?
So with the likes of mink, we want to be out surveying where they might be. So that's looking for signs of them in the area, scat or tracks. We will put down humane traps for them. If we catch mink, we will then humanely dispatch them and move the cage onto another area, trying to get as many out of that nesting area as possible.
Are they a serious problem here in this part of the country?
Yes, the mink would be a big problem this part of the country. They will demolish any nests they find, and they are ruthless when it comes to eggs and birds.
Yeah, whereas foxes tend not to swim across large expanses of water, mink are excellent swimmers, so we'll have no difficulty getting to these little islands that we're looking at.
Yes, the mink will get to these islands very, very easily. Foxes wouldn't be as much a problem on the islands. As you said, they wouldn't be swimming across the lake, but the mink will get there very easy, and they would find the nests very easy too, which is a problem for us. So keeping them under control is very important.
Have you come across many mink this season?
There wouldn't be as many mink in the area as previous years because we have been working hard to keep them out of the nesting areas each year.
None of these islands on Loch Ree here are inhabited. Does that make it easier then for the birds?
It would make it easier. They don't have the foot traffic of the public going across these islands, so there isn't as much disturbing these birds that might scare them away onto a different area. So it's great for the birds to nest in places uninhabited because they have the peace and quiet that they need.
More details on the website rte.ie/Mooney.